Hi, is this Scott?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Scott. This is Shaw over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, is this a good time to chat?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Perfect. So I just wanted to give you a little bit of feedback on your file. So according to my notes, it looks like we were aiming for as much capital as possible. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. And it looks like it was to, how are you going to use the money for?
Okay, we just were awarded a new contract that's going to start in September from the U.S.
Okay.
Army. It's
okay.
A $3.5 million a year contract, so we're gonna have to hire 40 people for that. We're going to use that capital to front payroll.
Okay. And have you hired the people already?
Well, it'll be what's called incumbent capture. We haven't gotten the performance work statement yet. We're waiting on that from the government.
Okay.
And once we get it, we'll go in and look at the people that are already there and determine on who we want to keep and who we want to rehire.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But obviously, you know, the first 90 days are the critical period on any of these new long-term multi-year contracts.
Right.
And, you know, we just want to make sure that we don't have to sweat, you know, making that.
Okay. And Peter's, according to Peter's notes, that you were looking to fund by tomorrow. Is the deadline coming up tomorrow?
Well, if possible, but next week is fine. I mean, we don't want to rush it and jeopardize it. We can stave off the government, if you will. But that is an internal deadline, and we can move that. That was our first forecast, so we could. Get a few things working already and get some people traveling.
Right, exactly. Okay. So it looks like, from my notes here, it looks like we might be able to get you like approval that's within the range of maybe $75,000 to maybe $100,000. For that, how much would you want to see the terms for?
I'm not sure I understand your question.
So it looks like I might be able to get you an approval for between the ranges of 75 to 100. Just want to make sure I get you the right amount. So how much were you looking for if it was between those ranges?
100,000.
Yeah. 100,000. Okay. So just basically as much as possible. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds
Again,
good.
Again, we can always pay it back early. Or not use it all, but it's just having that there because it's a comfort factor, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds good.
But we're projecting payroll on that one to run about $100,000 a month.
$100,000 a month.
Yeah, actually, I've got the figures here. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Payroll and benefits, actually, not just payroll, but as you know.
Mm-hmm.
So bear with me just a minute. Let me pull that up. I can tell you exactly what we've forecasted payroll on that. And that's what we're looking for is at least.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Here we go. Budget. The USAREC IT, it's an IT contract. So we're looking at an average of 5,290 labor hours a month.
Okay.
And payroll and expenses running $145,750 per month.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is a lot.
Yeah, so that's why we were asking for, our net income on that's going to be $130,000 a month.
Okay, so your ROI is going to be $130,000 additional net income.
Yes, it's actually comes out to $129,250.
Okay, nice.
So we're looking at a contract income of about $275,000 a month, $145,750 a month in payroll and expenses, and net income of about $129,250. And those are fairly accurate because those are government pay scales.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How long is this contract going to last you?
I'm sorry?
How long is this contract going to take for you to complete?
Well, the initial period of performance is 1 year, which would net us a total income of $3.3 million with $1.5 million in profit, and it's extendable or executable for the out years based on performance. But as I told Pete earlier, we've got 100% performance rating this customer, so we don't have any doubts we're going to perform very well on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, it's just it's hard for a small company, as you know, mm-hmm. to cough up, you know, $145,000 a couple months in a row mm-hmm. on payroll, so that's why we asked for your help.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds good. And are you currently also applying elsewhere, too?
No. As a matter of fact, I told Pete what we have is a relationship, or had, if you will, mm-hmm. relationship with OnDeck Capital. About a year ago, I took out a small $20,000 line of credit.
Mm-hmm.
We did in anticipation of this award, actually, when we started bidding on it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just not happy with them. So when I got the email from Pete and started talking to him, I said, okay, this looks mm-hmm. like a much better way to go. And even in one day, you and he have both called me back. In the year I've had OnDeck, they've never called me back. They've sent me a
call. Oh, really?
Yeah, and they want to, you know, of course they're after us hot and heavy because we've got a real good we've never missed a payment, never
mm-hmm.
late or anything. So they're saying, well, yeah. we can do this for you. And I'm going, no. Well, even if, and I'm not going to, so.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to, you know, basically what we do is we'll create a relationship, and, you know, if you have any questions or anything, you can always email us and call us, too. So we are a little bit different than, you know, our competitor like OnDeck.
Yeah, and like I said, I was pressing the test, you know, back in the day, as they say, and I'm not overly thrilled with what we've seen from them, make a long story short.
So. Yeah, yeah, okay.
But that's where we are, and, you know, that's what I told Pete. I said, look, we're looking to build a long-term relationship because we're coming out of sequestration, mm-hmm. and we're in the defense industry, and contracts
yeah.
are being awarded now.
And yeah.
Let loose, and, you know, we're going to get hit with a tidal wave here as a small business.
Yeah.
We need a good business partner.
Yeah.
And he assured me the same thing, that you know, you guys would be with us for the long haul if we do our part. So.
Yeah, exactly. And I was talking to another customer that also works with the defense department. He was mentioning something as the budget coming out. Was it the end of this next month? Right, I think it
right.
was.
Yeah,
okay. So basically,
budget.
You want to, you know, get your ducks in a row before then.
Oh, absolutely. Because what happens at the end of the year? We're a small minority-owned business. So believe it or not, I qualify as Native American. I got an Indian card, and so mm-hmm. what happens is at the end of the year, there's a lot of contracts and money left over.
Mm-hmm.
And the contract officers, when they get that budget and they get authorization, they can go to minority businesses and just give them direct awards. Mm-hmm. They don't have to compete them.
Yeah.
So everybody's lining, like you said, lining their ducks up in a row, trying to, you know, take advantage of that and forecast out at least the next 6 months. So the good news is we have the contract, you know, we want it. The bad news, not bad news, but the news for us is, okay, mm-hmm. you know, get our ducks in a row, and we chose you guys to do that because you're a larger company,
mm-hmm.
you're used to dealing with those types of volumes.
Mm-hmm.
OnDeck is good, but, you know, I get this feeling there's a lot of customer base that they have that's not really used to that kind of business or that mm-hmm. kind of maturity, if you will. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds good. Okay, so we're just running the final numbers now, and most likely I'll be able to reach out tomorrow to give you the final approvals and different options that you can choose from. I just wanted to kind of get your pulse on, you know, how soon you were looking to get the capital, because I know, you know, he was saying that you needed to be funded by tomorrow for certain things. But now that I know it's not, you know, too, you know, you're not in a rush in a way, I guess you can say, that way, you know, we can run some more numbers and, you know, find the best program for you.
Okay, well, and that's important because we would like to maximize that loan value.
Exactly.
And, you know, what I was telling Pete is I told people be ready to travel to go see this customer, including myself. I live in Kentucky and the contracts at Fort Knox, Kentucky, but I have people live in Kansas and Florida and stuff. I can, you know, hold them off because I don't want to rush to failure, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you're in San Diego as well, I would assume?
Yeah, we're in San Diego.
Okay, I used to live in San Diego. I'm a retired military officer, so and my son was born at Balboa Naval Hospital, so.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, eventually I'll come out. I come out about once or twice a year, so I'll come out and say hello to you when I'm there.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, did you hear about some crazy shooter over there at the Balboa Hospital, I think a few months ago?
Oh, yeah, that was on the national news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, it was pretty crazy. Traffic was backed up, and, you know, I mean, even with it being in on the base, too, you know, it's a military hospital. I can't believe someone would even try to do that.
Oh, well, you know, PTSD, but...
Yeah.
The times have changed. Are you from San Diego, born and raised?
No, I'm actually from San Francisco, so still California, but I love it out here. I wouldn't want to go anywhere else.
You're from Fairfield?
No, I'm from San Francisco, Berkeley area.
Okay, sure, because I'm actually a native Californian. I was born in Fairfield.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and raised in the, Daly City down by the Cow Palace.
Yeah, yeah, and by the Candlestick.
Yep, and Hunter's Point's out there. And then I retired the last tour I had on active duty.
Mm-hmm.
Before I went in the reserves many months ago, was at Treasure Island. I used to live on Yerba Buena Island, right in the middle of the Bay Bridge, right up by where the...
Yeah, that's the best place for the view during nighttime of all those, you know, the skyline and everything. I always take my friends there when they come to visit.
Yeah, I was living there in the 80s. I'm an old guy, I'm 56, but I was living there in 1988 when the Loma Prieta hit. And the bridge fell down, and I used to take a boat back and forth from,
mm-hmm.
worked in Alameda over at Coast Guard Island, if you know where that's at.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Anyways, I lived in
Alameda,
the East Bay,
yeah.
I worked in San Francisco, but hey, I'm a native of that area.
Nice, yeah. I worked in San Leandro for a bit, and some of my customers were actually from the Coast Guard.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, and that's another thing. I had another military guy tell me that you guys were a fairly good company, so.
Oh, nice. You have another friend that has worked with us before?
Yeah, I have he's a colleague. I wouldn't say a friend. Yeah, he's, his name's Mike Campbell. He said he worked with you guys at one time.
Oh, that's good. Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah, so, and you know, from where your experience, where you live now, and where you've
mm-hmm.
lived, the kind of business we are and the kind of people we are,
mm-hmm.
and we appreciate that, too. You talk to some of these guys that are on deck, and they're like, yeah, so what? You're a military officer.
Yeah.
Well, that has a little special significance to it. It means, you know, we're
mm-hmm.
we're fairly decent people. I think we are, anyway.
Yeah, I think, I mean, a hard worker, I mean, that's a given.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I look forward to meeting you. And, I, you know, like I said, you guys have followed up with me twice today, so I really appreciate that.
Good. That's good to hear. So I'll probably be in touch with you later on tomorrow, too, just to let you give you an update.
Okay. And what do you prefer to be called?
My phone number, if you're ready, it's 858.
Okay. No, I've got it on the site. I was asking, what do you prefer to be called by?
Oh, my name is Jha. Jha.
Okay. How do you spell that?
It's J-I-A.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
It's Chinese. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, I just got back. Here's something else. Kind of not China, but I just got back from Korea. My son's over there.
Oh, really?
Studying. He's a sophomore at the University of Hawaii. He got an Air Force ROTC scholarship to study Korean.
Oh,
so he's over
nice.
There studying Korean, but he's also learning Chinese right now because a lot of the characters in Korean come from, you know, Chinese language.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually studied abroad in Korea for a few months, not too long, but it was like a summer abroad with the UC system. So I love Korea. I've actually went back to visit 3 times since then.
Oh, wow, cool. What which university did you study at?
It was Yonsei, Yonsei.
Yeah, I was just there. He's at Korea University this summer.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but since he's a Korean linguist and major, he
mm-hmm.
goes every summer. So next summer he'll go to Yonsei, and the summer after that he'll go to Seoul University.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's almost fluent, and he's only a sophomore. So when he gets commissioned in the Air Force, he'll go live in Korea and be like an arms negotiator and like a military attaché. So.
Nice. Yeah, the campus is really nice, too, at Yonsei. And the library is so high-tech. And, you know, compared to U.S., you know, at the library, you know, there's a screen where you can select what seat is, you know, which seat is open. You can put a reserve, and then you can go. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, his girlfriend is Korean. He met her in Hawaii, but she's going to Yonsei.
Mm-hmm.
And they took me out to, like, the little area where all the kids go and shop
mm-hmm.
and eat and stuff at night.
Yes. Right by, I don't know, maybe it's Hongdae or Sinchon. Sinchon's right next. Yeah, Sinchon is right next to Yonsei.
Yeah, it took us out. We had a good time. Wow, small world, huh?
Yeah, really small world. I went there every single night when I was studying abroad. Great place. A lot of good food, and I just like the atmosphere.
Yeah, it's very vibrant and a lot of people. It's 24/7, so.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, thanks for following up, and I look forward to hearing from you tomorrow, Jay.
Yeah, no problem. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Okay, mm-hmm. Bye.
Okay.